Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff, residents, and volunteers of the YWCA of Muncie, an organization that improves the quality of life for women and their families in Muncie. The YWCA is a shelter for homeless women and homeless women with children.
My name is Nancy Buechert. I'm the executive director at the YWCA.
I'm Kim Campbell Beasley. I'm the president of the board of directors.
My name is Christy. I am a resident at the YWCA. I've been there since February.
We want to save lives. We're not physicians, of course, but we want to take these valuable women and give them their lives back. Up until recently, people still thought of the Y as an exercise facility because of the warm water pool, which is a great thing, because we have Zumba classes and we do some things that are pretty lighthearted. All those things are done to support the programs that we offer to the women who live there. So I think a misconception about the Y is we're trying to be the YMCA with the gym. The YMCA does wonderful things, but the YWCA is changing lives.
We're not prostitutes. Oh my goodness, that was the biggest shock for me, was that it's just assumed that you are on drugs and that you prostitute for your rent. I mean, when I walk down the street, that's my response. Hey, can I talk to you? Hey, you want to ride? Yeah, I might be down and out, but that doesn't make me, just because you're in poverty does not mean everyone reaches that level of desperation. And living at the Y, we don't have to.
Doesn't mean that everyone who lives at the YWCA does drugs. I'm tired of that. Mm-hmm. That whole image issue. These women are homeless. There's a difference between being homeless, being in poverty, and being a druggie or a prostitute, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The need in the community is so much bigger than people think. Nancy and I sat in a meeting at the mayor's office not too long ago with similar organizations. I was shocked to hear that the need was so great for women who had nowhere to go. You don't see them on the streets. You don't see them huddled down in downtown Muncie. I hate to say it, they're invisible.
What we are doing on September 21st is we're putting tons of men in this community in high heels. It's going to be a walk in high heels around the block of the YWCA. We have commitments from the mayor, the fire chief, the police chief, the county sheriff, all the bank presidents, a lot of business owners. Right now we have close to 40 gentlemen who have committed to this endeavor, and we're inviting any of the guys in the community who would be interested in supporting this organization. You don't have to fundraise for us. All we ask you to do is show up in high heels and walk around our block.
You'll hear more about the YWCA of Muncie all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with YWCA of Muncie is available at www.muncieywca.org or 765-284-3345. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.